Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Perils of Polly by Katie McAllister. Narrated by Brian Hutchison and Saskia Marleveld. Paulina Rostakova's Adventures. July 14, 9:22 a.m. The House. Where else? "This," I announced to Angela at breakfast, "is definitely the worst day of my life. No, worse than worst. It's the pinnacle of horribleness. It's hell and a nightmare combined. It's serial killer awful." That's how it all started 2 days ago, with me complaining about my life. I have to say, it feels a bit weird writing everything that happened down in the journal. But hey, if it was good enough for a certain intrepid lady reporter, it's good enough for me. Serial killer awful. Angela is the best stepmother a girl could have, if only for the fact that she is used to dealing with the drama queen that is Dad. So rather than calling me on my dramatic statements, which I admit were a bit over the top, she simply looked up from her laptop and gave me a sympathetic look. "I'm sorry, dear. You don't have to help your father, you know. He simply said if you needed an occupation, you could help with the inventory. I will admit that there are few things I'd rather do less than spend the next 4 days inventorying floor materials stacked in 5 warehouses. But if you are as bored as you say you are..." "Of course I'm bored. I have nothing to do," I said, slapping my hands down on the marble counter. She pursed her lips, making me feel like a spoiled brat. "I'm sure if you needed something to fill your time, I could find a charity." "I volunteer everywhere," I said, despair making me feel like I was floating in a sea of molasses. "I read to the old folks at the assisted living place. I was a big sister until my kid moved to the other side of the country. I walk dogs at the old dog sanctuary, and I bundle stuff at the women's shelter. I help at the library with the special needs kids hour, and once a week I get a cardio workout by mucking out stables at the horse rescue. I hate to seem ungrateful, but
you want something to do other than volunteer at charities," Angela finished for me, nodding.
"I wish I could help you, dear, but charities are all I have experience with, especially now that we founded the group to oversee all of the local area charitable organizations." I sighed and slumped down on a bar stool that sat at the counter. The remains of my meager breakfast lay before me. "And now I sound petulant and spoiled."
"Not spoiled. Not in the sense that you grew up with affluence around you," Angela said kindly. "You can't help it if your father is the flooring king of Northern California. And I do understand your ennui. Your father is a bit overprotective, maniacally intent on ruining my life by not letting me have any freedom, borderline obsessive about keeping me away from anything even remotely interesting."
"He is afraid for you," she said, giving me a gently chiding glance. "He fears you will be kidnapped again."
"He's just using that as an excuse," I said, rolling my eyes. "I was 6 when that happened, and it was my mother's parents who took me. They weren't trying to extort any of his millions. They just wanted to see me since Mom had died and Dad was being his usual paranoid self."
"If he is a bit overprotective, and I will grant you that not allowing you to choose a career that will take you away from us is not healthy for either you or him. It comes from a good place. He loves you, Polly. He fears for your well-being.
He worries I'll hook up with some man who wants me for his money, you mean," I said sourly. "He's beyond unrealistic if he thinks he can keep me stuck at home until I'm an old lady. I'm going to be 30 in a year. 30! Who else do you know who lives at home until she's 30? Angela had gone back to reading her emails, but she did pause long enough to cock an eyebrow at me.
"Okay," I admitted, not bothering to look around a kitchen that was bigger than most of the apartments in San Francisco.
"I will give you that."